With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel continues to strike downtown Gaza City and mobilizes 360,000 reservists as the war enters its fourth day.
Israeli warplanes are pounding Gaza City, home to Hamas's centers of government, with relentless bombardments after the nation's prime minister vowed retaliation against the Islamic State group that would, he says, reverberate for generations. Israel military says it's found the bodies of roughly 1,500 Hamas militants in Israeli territory. As it's gained effective control in the south, it's not immediately clear if those numbers overlap with deaths previously reported. Reported by Palestinian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The war has already claimed more than 1,800 lives on both sides and is expected to escalate. The Israelis have also said that Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza are holding more than 150 soldiers and civilians hostage. Also at SRNNews.com, Russia has been defeated in its bid to regain a seat in the United Nations premier human rights body by a significant majority. In an election in the General Assembly, which voted last year to suspend Moscow, that's after its invasion of Ukraine. In the latest development of his classified documents investigation, President Biden was interviewed over the course of 2 days.
The president was interviewed at the White House on Sunday and Monday. A White House spokesman said the interview was voluntary on the part of the president and that he is cooperating with the investigation. A special counsel is looking into Mr. Biden's handling of sensitive documents that were found in a private D.C. office and in the garage of his Delaware home.
White House correspondent Greg Clinkston. At Wall Street, all three major indexes are in positive territory. By about 1%. This is SRN News. A Chinese researcher says this country is in trouble for three specific reasons.
America has a worldview crisis. American churches have a discipleship crisis. And families have a parenting crisis.
Dr. George Barna of Arizona Christian University.
The primary job of parents is to raise their children to become disciples of Jesus Christ. And in order to do that, they've got to help their children develop a biblical worldview.
And he says there's no time to waste. Barna's new book is called Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. He adds that the only way to save America is to save the next generation of American citizens. More details at culturalresearchcenter.com. Once again, that's culturalresearchcenter.com. This is SRN News. France has begun withdrawing its troops from Niger on the orders of the junta.
Land borders with Benin and Nigeria in the south are still closed following July's coup, but Niger's borders with Mali, Burkina Faso and Chad, which are also under military rule, are still open. There have been protests outside a base housing French troops in the capital Niamey for weeks. The junta requested the French leave in August, accusing them of trying to reinstate President Bazoum by force. Emmanuel Macron initially refused, but eventually agreed to the request last month, saying his troops would be gone by the end of the year.
BBC correspondent Mayanna Jones. Hurricane Lydia taking aim at Mexico's Pacific Coast resort of Puerto Vallarta. The hurricane expected to sweep over a spit of land before hitting the bay where Puerto Vallarta is located. This comes one day after Tropical Storm Max hit the southern Pacific coast and then dissipated. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.